Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Hegan moves to third. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Moore scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Porter and he is out, Sheldon applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is walked intentionally. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Sharp moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grich throws to second for one, and Bellinger throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Porter moves to second. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Mitchell now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sharp strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Travers covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. May reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Jim Slayton now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Sheldon moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter is walked intentionally. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Paul Blair. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Hendricks scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 4, Orioles, 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sharp strikes out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bevacqua strikes out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Dyer Miller now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Schoppe pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Muser reaches second base with a double. Tom Murphy now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Muser scores. It's Brewers, 5, Orioles, 5. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is walked intentionally. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Hendricks moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Hendricks. Bumbrey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. 2 outs. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Tom Schoppe. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman takes first base on ball 4. Bumbrey scores. Singleton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.